broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
How's it 8:10? We're just now getting on here.
8:10. Neil was doing a little yakking today.
Neil, what are you doing?
A little extra springy, Janice.
Neil.
Extra springers.
Take your spring. How you doing, boys?
Good.
Haley, how are you?
Good, Bobby. Good.
We're joined here by the winningest coach in Fort Carey history.
Think about that.
The winningest coach ever.
Yeah,
that's big. Fort Carey history. Not Diane McClung.
No.
Jeff Hobbs, isn't it? I never lost a game.
I haven't introduced
you. Lost a game. Okay, my bad.
Bobrovsky. Is it Bobrovsky? What is it?
Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky. You big Blue Jacket fan?
Oh, love him. Kid, diehard.
He's such a moron. Have you ever been to hockey?
You got a free shirt.
I've been there 15 times.
Lie.
Free shirt.
You ever pay for a ticket?
No.
Once or twice.
He tires a drum. Hey, we're talking Brian Patch. Congratulations, coach. Not Diane McClung, is it, Harold?
No.
No, it's probably Al Sounder.
Nope.
It's Brian Patch.
The main man. BP.
Numero uno. Nice article in the paper.
Thank you. Yeah, Chauncey did a good job with that.
Chauncey's awesome.
Sean's an idiot.
Ain't he bad?
I'm going idiot, but I like him. I like him. He's a likable guy. Got a really nice girlfriend. I mean, terrific.
You can be an idiot and still. Man, I'm an idiot.
Me too. I mean, yeah.
What are you doing here?
Well,
vehicle problems.
Hastings Auto is just. I'm actually probably going to have to make a second mortgage and we'll turn it over to Hastings Auto. I mean, good people, though. It's just trust. So,
you know, where do you buy your vehicle from?
Han bought it. I mean, he doesn't sell any Hondas, so I mean, I get all Hondas, but
black cars too.
Yeah, all black Hondas. Hey. But this guy fixes them for me.
We got a black Honda down there. Let's go.
Legend.
He'll fix you. He'll set you right up.
Oh, yeah. A+.
Where you buy your vehicle at?
Last one we bought, I think it's Slina.
That's nice of you. Where you buy yours at, Neil?
But hey, we're getting ready to get another one. Working on Harold for that one. So.
Where you buy yours at, Neil? You're not on.
The last 40 years, Hastings Auto Sales.
There's the guy we were looking for. The last
40 years. How about me, Fee?
Bobby's a Hastings solid guy.
Bob hasn't bought a vehicle in like
25 Are you stupid?
Years. He's got the same truck.
Between the two vehicles, he's got 660,000
miles. Hey, they're good vehicles.
He bought good ones from me. I gave you that.
I remember, you're all into wagers. I remember wagers, and if we win tonight, we're burning my truck. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
We lost. We did lose.
We won.
I can't remember.
We burned her.
We're burning
a football game.
That was big. I don't remember what game that was. We were burning her.
We were like that bitch. A darn thing. Sorry, Neil. That old Goldie had about 100.
Old Ranger.
Sure, it was a Marion local game. Could have been Colon.
Might have been.
Could have been Marion.
I'm sure it's Marion.
It's hard to say. One of them, too. I think it had about 9 million miles on it.
400.
400 something. Not too bad.
That's all?
Nope.
Seat was a little smashed in where my.
Yeah.
Went through about 3 seats.
Yeah. A little indentation, but.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. Coach Patch, congratulations.
Thanks, Bubba.
Not only because you broke the record, because your girls are playing at a level now that you got to be pretty proud of. Yeah. I know as a coach, you got to kind of temper yourself back, but we're pretty good.
Playing good. Well, we'll find out, I guess, Thursday.
Tomorrow night will be an interesting one.
You know, going over there and playing the fourth-ranked team in the state. And so we'll have our hands out, you know, full for that. But, yeah, we're happy where we're at right now. And just got to continue to make progress and continue to work and get better.
They're fourth in the state.
Yeah.
I think they're riding the volleyball of that vote.
Well, they're 11-1.
Are they 11-1? Who are they playing in the MAC?
I don't even know. I'm not saying it.
What's the one? Who beat them?
I don't even know, to be honest.
Vercells beat them.
Yeah, Vercells.
Of course, Vercells is good, too.
Yeah, Vercells would beat a lot of people.
They're number one Division III, right?
Two, I thought.
Yeah, you're right. Afrocentric's one, I think.
Afrocentric?
Yep. They are.
Wait, what's your record against Sanford Centric?
100%. Haven't lost a game.
That's why I lost. Have you beat them?
Haven't played.
What's Fort Recovery's record against?
1-0.
We're 1-0.
Yeah, it wasn't yours, but
actually, Pam, the chick that refereed the regional final, won't beat them. She had the game last night here.
Really?
Pam Schritz. Is that her name?
Correct.
Schultz.
You should know.
Who's her partner?
Losing a step.
Partner was it? Mickey Mahanga.
Don Ho.
Don Ho.
Tiny Bubbles.
I wanted Bubba to play Tiny Bubbles. So man, nobody would have got it, but I was thinking, we'd have been laughing hysterically.
She's losing steps. She was at Fairlawn about 2 weeks ago.
And she teed up the other guy.
Teed the guy up, set him down.
Really?
Jackson Center's coach. Jackson Center was good.
No.
Who said they sucked?
Jeff's done a good job there.
They were sucked. Said they played.
No. You said they sucked.
No. They're not as good as they've been. I mean, they've been riding. Yeah. You talk about riding volleyball. I mean, they won the state championship back to back years, went 32-0 last year in volleyball, and they've been in the regionals the last 2 years in basketball. And so,
well, actually, state. They've been to state the last 2 years.
They've been all in basketball. That's right.
They're good. They roughhoused us.
Yeah.
Well, they have a Division II kid, the Clark kid, and
big girl.
That's the first time. And be honest, I think we watched five games. That's the first time I've seen her actually play that hard.
No, and I agree with you because somebody told me she played well, and I think I even told you.
She did play well.
I don't think she's that good. They played at Fairlawn, and she was, and Fairlawn's not very good, and she's did not play very well.
Thinking maybe she plays to her competition.
But she's legit 6'3". I mean, she's a big girl.
She's bigger than Libby.
She's bigger than Libby. Liz,
give you, Coach, I'll give you a little, you know, we go way back, and I'm very, very prideful to call you my friend, and I think you do an outstanding job. But I tell you what, so to give you a little credit, the assistant coach for Jackson Center called me yesterday after you guys won, and just he'd been calling me and said, "Hey, what do you get me? Can you help me? What do you got? And I said, "No, I'm not giving you anything." I said, "Yeah, that's my guy. I can't do that." And he said nothing, but he said he really, really liked the way your team played, how hard they played, and he had really nice. Forget about the coach, the dad. He had really nice things to say about your daughter. So, I mean, he thinks that you guys got a chance to be as good as anybody.
Coach was fired up.
One thing that you can say about when we've started to play better, and Kaya Wendell's playing great, and Carly's playing at a level she's
good,
never
really
played at.
Yep.
But your daughter, and I know it's tough to give kudos to your daughter.
Yep. That's big.
But Livy Patch has played really well for four straight games.
I watched Jay County game was, what, maybe four into it?
Game three or four, yeah.
Three or four. I said, I wasn't sure she was ready yet. But now she's making me a believer. She's starting to play a little more aggressive, and she's doing the thing she needs to do. And if she starts hitting that jumper at the elbow, we're going to be
She's a better
good.
Shooter than you are. I mean, there's no laughing.
No doubt about that.
I'd 100% yes. I mean, are you kidding?
I'm talking about wagers. I'll wager that one.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll lose.
No way. I outshoot both my kids.
Wine shot. I've seen you shoot. It ain't pretty. Ain't pretty at all.
But that's a good win because Jackson Center, again, they're not as talented as they've been, but they think they're good. And then the program's good. Jeff's a good does a good job. I mean, obviously, if he got teed up, he generally doesn't get too fired up.
What's his last name?
Reese. And he was a terrific player.
Now, is that his son?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Hats off to him.
He was a good player. I mean, he was a good player. He played for Scott. He's a Jackson Center grad.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that right?
Yep.
He said he was actually Anna, too, with the girls when they, I think before Billings, he had said.
Okay.
Is that right?
And he's the principal at Jackson Center.
The old guy or the young guy?
The young guy.
The taller guy.
Old guy's a Fairlawn guy. The assistant.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's a beauty. He's our track coach and terrific. Tim Cummings, terrific guy.
Yep. He said great things about Roy last night.
Well, that's
he calls him Roy.
He calls me Roy. Natural.
I call him Bob.
Hey.
Babuski.
Bobrovsky.
We're going to get that. No superintendent wears an outfit like that.
Well, that's why I wasn't the superintendent here. You know.
Close. So anyway, back to the girls. And you know, we're halfway through the season almost. We're 9-1. Could very easily be 10-0. We have the meat of our schedule coming up, and we're probably playing the best ball we've played. So talk a little bit about your feelings right now.
I thought since we actually turned the calendar year, I thought we've played really well. I think Carly has stepped up the leadership part of it tremendously over the last week and a half. I think that's kind of something we were lacking, to be honest. You know, Jossie's kind of done that for us last year and Kendra the year before. And so, you know, those younger kids never really had to do that. And so now that they're older, you know, I don't know if they really knew how to do some of that stuff. And I think Carly's done a really good job of really taking that responsibility of being a leader for us. And I think that's made a huge difference. And, you know, even though they've been in our program, they still have tendencies sometimes kind of do their own thing. And I think they've kind of bought into a little bit what we're asking them to do and, you know, play kind of how we want them to play, more under control. And, you know, Carly, I think, has cut down her turnovers. You know, at one point she was like averaging 4 or 5 a game. And, you know, now I think she's down to maybe 1 a game or so.
Well, I think, that. Coach, don't you think that, I mean, she's starting to knock that little 12-foot jumper, that pull-up, you know, where I think before she was going all the way to the basket and then at 100 mile an hour and losing the ball, and now it seems like exactly what you said. She's getting under control, pulling up, hitting that little 12-footer, getting a little confidence, and, man, sky's the limit for her right now.
Well, in the last 4 games, she shot, or is shooting, I should say, 70% from the field as a guard.
Is that right?
In the last 4 games and averaging 16. And then also our assists has increased tremendously. Our team shooting has jumped up almost 10% as a team in the last 4 games, which, you know, we just talked about that tonight at practice, about how you know, big of an increase that is over a 4-game span. And, you know, I think that has a lot to do with her. You know, Kaya is shooting 50% from 3.
Huge 3 she knocked down last
night. Yeah, huge. We needed that.
And so, you know, Grace is you know, has confidence in her shot. So now we don't have just one. You know, that was kind of the thing the last couple of years. We only had one kid you had to worry about from shooting. And, you know, right now,
you say that
on the opposite side.
Last night, I think in the first half, you had, what, 5 girls hit a 3?
Yeah.
In the first half.
We had 21 of our 30 were 3s.
Really? Brooke Collig hit 1. You know, that's kind of neat to see.
She is my favorite player.
She's awesome.
She is my favorite player.
She goes 100.
Let's take a break.
Break
up, pay bills.
Yep. Reese wants a break.
Look, Reese drinking that pop. Thirsty?
He thirsty.
You can't drink pop baseball season.
Yep. It's about done.
Hey, that's going to take 2 mph off your 76 mph heater.
Wayne Street Market?
Wayne
Street Market still sponsoring us?
Yeah. They
bring the meat cheese tray?
Yeah.
Wayne Street Market. Baby.
You think I could bring biscuits and gravy sometime?
How about tenderloin?
Ooh.
Tenderloin. Yeah, I'm hit and miss on their tenderloin.
Oh, no, it's solid.
All right.
Yeah, chicken. Sometimes
fried chicken.
I need a nice soft bun. Sometimes you bite in that old baby.
You are hard.
Yeah. Give me a soft bun.
Yeah. Can't go there. You're right.
Yeah, but their biscuits and gravy in the morning, I've been munching on them a little
Pretty
bit.
Pretty good.
Not too bad.
Fried chicken.
Good, yeah.
Gives me the craps. Really? Goes right through me. Can't like an that. Egg McMuffin.
Right, we'll be right back.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
This Saturday, January 13th, Fort Recovery High School will host Worthington-Kilbourne High School in boys basketball. Worthington Kilbourne is coached by Tom Sauter. Tom is a graduate of Fort Recovery High School and is the son of former Fort Recovery Indians basketball coach Al Sauter, who coached the Indians to the school's first state championship in 1971. Coach Sauter has been battling Alzheimer's disease, and both schools will be playing for more than just a victory on Saturday night. The two schools and their communities will join together for an Alzheimer's benefit called the Longest Day. So this Saturday, January 13th, you're invited to team up with the Alzheimer's Association and Fort Recovery and Worthington Kilbourne Schools for a great cause and enjoy the sport that has meant so much to the Sauter family while also helping to fight Alzheimer's. Together, the two communities will raise funds and awareness for care and support while advancing research to help find a cure for Alzheimer's disease. Admission to the game that night will be free of charge, but donations will be accepted at the door in honor of Al Sauter and the Sauter family's Longest Day benefit. In addition to the Alzheimer's benefit, we will be honoring Coach Sauter between the JV and varsity basketball games. Be sure to get to Fortsite Fieldhouse for the game this Saturday night to help honor Coach Al Sauter and help raise funds to find a cure for Alzheimer's disease.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, where's the music? We used to start singing when we come in.
Yeah, I don't get it.
How come we don't get music anymore?
Downgrading?
You don't.
Chuck.
Chuck.
Our music.
Reese
man.
Has been here long enough now to put
and
a song
don't
on.
Knows how to do it.
Come
you
on,
Reese. Don't
Reese.
Say anything.
Huh?
And you don't say anything either, so.
Jam us. Give us some jam.
I'll kill you, Reese. Coach Patch, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Coach, we're 10 games into this thing, and your program, Your JV team, there's a lot of good young kids in your program. And you know, we're in a numbers crunch, but that numbers crunch, you know, it's not, yeah, it's working.
It's working.
And the good thing about that is you're getting a lot of kids getting a lot of playing time.
Getting better.
And they're getting better. I agree, Fee.
Yeah, I mean, it's not always about the quantity, but the quality of kid. And I think we have 14 really good kids. And, you know, they play really hard and play together and they have fun. And I think they really enjoy each other. And, you know, right now, they're all playing a lot. And, you know, no one has a chance to sit. And so they have a chance to develop. And, you know, kids that, you know, even you would say are 13th or 14th person, you know, on the team at the beginning of the year, I mean, they're making huge strides right now. And, you know, for freshmen, you know, six of our 14 kids are freshmen and five are sophomores. And, you know, unfortunately, Lydia's out and hopefully she can get back here and get a chance to play before the season's over. But, you know, kids like Elena Evers and Hope Wendell and Brenna Holman and, you know, those young freshmen are getting a lot of minutes and valuable time at the JV level. And, you know, we're going to lose three seniors that have played big minutes for us. And so those kids are going to have to step in next year and fill some varsity spots for us. So, you know, it's all about them developing right now and get as much playing time as they can. And you know, that's kind of what we've been trying to do with a lot of our kids. That's kind of why, you know, Brooke, we moved her down to get some cortisone on JV. You know, for her main thing is I think just to try, you know, we told her when she's on varsity, she doesn't look to shoot much. And so, you know, we had told her when you're down there, you got to look to score more and try to get some confidence scoring. So then, you know, you, when you come play for us, you can have a chance to score. And then also for next year, you know, when we lose right now, those three seniors are our three leading scorers. And so, you know, we're going to lose a lot of that. And so we need some kids who can step in. And so instead of, you know, not having that mentality to go score, you know, now she's playing with the JV a couple quarters to where she is trying to develop that mentality to go score. So, you know, hopefully that will help us out down the road as well.
How do you guys do it with, like, do you and Vonnie, do you sit down and say, here's what we're going to do quarter wise as far as Kiki and Brooke go? Or do you guys just kind of play that by game by game? Who's monitoring their quarters? Because Kiki's got to be, I mean, she plays a lot.
Well, you get 5 and 9.
Right.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's your job on the bench there with the book.
I'm playing music now.
Music man.
But, you know.
So do you still get. Remember, we always got the stats. Do you still get, like, how many minutes they're playing?
Yeah.
So you do get that, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So you kind of monitor that then, too.
Yeah, I mean, our top seven right now are all playing, you know, 20 minutes or more. Yeah. So, you know, that's basically what we consider, you know, starter minutes. Because we don't have, I think Grace is our highest minutes. And I think she's at 25, maybe 24, mm-hmm. around there. And so we got seven kids in between 20 and 25 or so. And so, you know, that's a, you know, a lot of kids getting to play from that standpoint. And then the JV kids, you know, they're all playing their full games. And we just know that, you know, Kiara's playing one quarter JV and five for varsity. And we know Brooke's playing two for, you know, right now for JV and three for us. And then, you know, Allie's been playing two quarters for us as well and three JV. And so that kind of gives us an, you know, an eight-man rotation. And then, you know, Jeff kind of figures it out from there. And, you know, if Paige is not going to be there for swim one night, then we know then, you know, that Allie will probably have to adjust, you know, those quarters a little bit. Yeah. So, you know, it's just kind of a work in progress as we go through. And we know that, you know, Kiara plays the third quarter because we want her in there for the fourth quarter since she's going to be playing a lot of minutes for us from the varsity standpoint. So, you know, she goes in and so she can be in there with us when we talk about, you know, our last minute game prep of, you know, conversations. And so she's always in there with us. And, you know, we just
tell you what, the girls you've been bringing in, we don't drop down much. I mean, the girls coming in, they give them a nice blow. And so far, it's worked out pretty good.
Well, the big thing for, and we kind of talked about this after the St. Henry game was, you know, everyone felt really good after the St. Henry game. And as we told them, it wasn't because we were perfect or we didn't play. I mean, we played better than what we had, I think, for long periods of time. But it wasn't like we were just phenomenal. The difference is we played hard the whole entire time the game was going on. You know, and as we've been talking about is you can overcome a lot of things by your effort. And so if you play hard for 32 minutes, you can get away with some more mistakes because your effort's going to make up and overcompensate some of those mistakes and cover those things up. And so that's kind of the thing we've been talking about. We're good enough, we think, that we don't have to play perfect to win games. But we just got to make sure we play hard the whole entire time. And if we do that, then, you know, like I say, then we can cover up our mistakes. And so I think they're finally getting that and understanding that. And so, you know, that definitely helps.
I think the St. Henry game, in my opinion, when you kind of started pressing the second half there and kind of trapping a little bit, and it made them play harder. I mean, I felt like that first half, we played okay. In the second half, I thought we played extremely good. And it seemed like when you did that, it made them all play harder. And they got after it, and then all of a sudden we started scoring points, and the flow went well for us the second half.
Well, we knew they were – I mean, I think they have vastly improved from last year, St. Henry had. Mm-hmm. But the one thing, though, that has helped them a lot is, you know, they've been able to play a half-court game. And so if they play a half-court game, you know, the Keller girl inside who's a big bruiser, the Seafring kid, you know, she's able to, you know, get by people and kind of body people up. You know, she's, I think, was averaging like 14 or 15. I think we held her to, I think, 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we knew that we wanted them to have to play fast and have to think on the run. And so, you know, we were trying to man press them, and we just didn't do a very good job of doing that. And then so we decided to, over that week and a half break we had, we put in a 1-3-1 and started working on that a little bit more. And the girls they like it, and they're comfortable with it. And so we threw that out there to try to get some traps and pressure on them. And it worked.
2-3 last night?
We did about one or two possessions.
I thought there at the end you said, let's go into it for a little bit. But
yeah.
But I thought, I remember you saying the St. Henry game, and you thought they were getting comfortable. They just felt like we weren't putting enough pressure on them. And once you did, they folded. It was perfect.
Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, I know a lot of people like, oh, you got to go press. And, you know, pressing's fine. But, you know, a lot of that, though, with our kids, you know, you get tired. We get in foul trouble. You know, we have a tendency with some of our kids to reach a lot.
Yep.
And so if we're pressing constantly or pressing full court a lot, you know, we tend to reach and we get out of position. And so we tried to be beginning of the year to do that. And then, you know, we always had three kids sitting, you know, on the bench with us with 2 and 3 fouls early in the first half. And it was like, okay, this is – pressing is not really helping us out.
Not a good thing.
You know, we kind of backed off of that and went to a half court more. And you can still pressure in a half court. I mean, I think our last 4 or 5 games, you know, our steals have actually gone up, and we were playing half court man. So it's all about being in position and reading things. And, you know, Kaya and Carly have great hands, quick hands. And so, you know, sometimes they get caught reaching into the cookie jar some. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they can put pressure on people and you know, cause some problems that way. So
Brian, talk to me about the, about your offense. I got a chance early in to listen to one of your games early in the year at New Knoxville, and we're not great offensively, but you were really good defensively.
Hagemeyer's good coach.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm not disagreeing with that, but at the same time, talk to me about how you've evolved your team. You know, again, you said after the turn of the year, again, you probably got a lot of practice time over Christmas break, and offensively, just seems like things are clicking a little bit better. I think they should be. You got good seniors, and you got some really good young kids. Talk about your offense and then where you see that going, because I think if you want to get where you need to go before the season's over, you're going to have to even continue to get better offensively.
Do you want me to share my voice message I got from you about that?
Yeah, game? Yeah. You know, I mean, we'll leave a few of those words out, because you know we had Reese Bobby at the horn that night, and so I was the Chase brother. Bobby, of all time, you've done enough broadcast, enough radio stuff, and we've done a ton of stuff. You got one guy that's doing the offense on one end, and the other guy does the offense, calls it on the other end. These guys were like back and forth, like a tennis match. I mean, it was. But let me help you out. I'll share the offensive. Was a little painful to listen to.
It was painful to watch. I can imagine listening to it.
But thank God you played good defense and you shut them out in the second half.
Yeah, it was 29-23. But, yeah, you know, I think, you know, a lot of it is just I think they're gaining confidence. You know, we started off trying to go kind of a five outlook beginning of the year, and then kind of quickly adjusted to that and realized that wasn't going to work very well with us. And then we went to kind of a more four outlook, and we tried to run, you know, more of a kind of a screening motion type stuff. And then just kind of fell back into really more of a dribble drive, penetrate kick type thing. I think our girls are more comfortable with that. I know the freshmen are, because that's kind of what they ran last year. That's what we had them do. You know, last year for the varsity, we got basically zoned a lot. And so we really didn't get a chance to run a whole lot of man offense. But so we were just, I guess as a coaching staff, still trying to figure out what was going to give our kids the best chance to succeed. And so I think we've kind of figured that out now at this point. And I think the comfort level for our kids has increased over the last few weeks. And then them being able to read things you know, also shooting the ball well. And so, you know, and no matter, I mean, you've coached long enough to know, too, you can run whatever you want and you can have success. It all comes down to players making plays. And, you know, we have some good kids right now that can score and have confidence shooting. And so that definitely helps.
Well, and you get a smart bunch, too. I mean, those three seniors are outstanding. They've played a ton of basketball and they're really smart academic kids as well. So you can throw a bunch of things. You can change. You said you played a couple possessions, 2-3 last night. You put a 1-3-1 in over the break. They're smart girls that again, they can do about whatever you want. You give them a day or two to put it in.
Yep. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. Coach Patch, Mr. Jeff Hobbs, Harold Feely. Our sponsor is Brick Street. No, Main Street. What is it?
Well, Brick Street Tavern, too, but they're next door.
Wayne Street Market. Wayne Street Market. We got your signs back up.
He's still got that chicken on the mind. He? Yeah.
Oh, we got great sponsors.
Wayne Street Market. Bubman Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this weekend on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the girls will travel to New Bremen in another tough MAC contest. On Friday, the boys will host New Bremen. On Saturday, the boys will host Worthington Kilbourne and will be honoring former Fort Recovery basketball coach Al Sauter, whose son Tom is the head coach at Worthington Kilbourne. Thursday, girls at New Bremen. Friday, boys host New Bremen. Saturday night, we'll honor Coach Al Sauter as his son Tom's Worthington Kilbourne team will visit Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Get to all these games this weekend if you can to help cheer on our Indians team. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Is he still pressing? We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We're sitting here with Coach Patch and Jeff Hobbs, and we're talking basketball. And Coach, we're 10-1, and we start to meet of our schedule. And looking at the league, it never disappoints. And when you think about a top-heavy league, we might have her this year more so than ever. Minster is playing at a level that, they got the young girls that have just mixed in perfect with the big kids, and they're really good. And Versailles, and you have a lot, you're involved down there a lot. You got a lot of friends down Versailles that they're really good. And it's just like normal, it's these two teams, and then it's Fort Recovery, and then Bremen this year.
Bremen's a surprise, yeah.
But the talk a little bit about the league and how damn good it is in girls basketball.
I was on the Vince Kozier show the other day, and he had brought that up about the MAC, and how are you try to prepare for the MAC, or how do you like being in it, or whatever. And it's just one of those things. Is you know, every Thursday night and every Friday night you got to play, and you can't take a game off. And it's that way in every sport. Harold with baseball can tell you. You're getting the best coaches, the best kids, the best support, around the area is coming. And so those are fun games to be in. It's just, it helps get your kids ready and for tournament, because every Thursday is a tournament atmosphere game. And as far as quality of opponent, and you got to prep for that. And so, those are just fun games to be in. And it's that way in every sport. The success of the MAC is, I've been, various places with different sports with, our kids traveling, and they start asking, where's Fort Recovery at? And you start throwing schools out. People across, just not even our state, but Indiana knows about the MAC and stuff. And so, they hear about it. And, it's just fun to be a part of, a conference that is that known and that competitive and that has that much success. It challenges you to want to do your best and be your best every time out there. So,
well, Coach, I'll add to that. Harold and I got to spend some time together tonight before the show, and we talked about a pretty special team, and I'm sure we'll talk about a pretty special player that went into the Hall of Fame last week that you got the good fortune of coaching when he was wearing purple and white. But that year, my first year as principal here, every night was a grind. Every night was just, every team in the MAC was good. And that's where you are right now with girls basketball. If you don't bring it, you're getting beat. And it doesn't matter whether you think you're the best or the worst team. And that's the way it was that year with Greg and that group. And you had a special group that you got to coach. And you ran through the MAC, which was, ultra impressive. But every night was a war. And if you don't bring it, you're going to get beat.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I say, it's that way in every sport. And, like right now, it's that way with basically everything across the board. And like I say, you have to prepare mentally. You have to prepare as a coach. You have to prepare as a team. And, it makes it fun because, like I say, it's basically getting you ready for a tournament, knowing that, you're going to get this, like I say, our teams, I think right now Versailles is two or three in the state. Minster's number one in the state. Bremen's number four in the state. I think we're like 13 or 14 or somewhere around there, 15 or so in the state. So there's a lot of teams that have success. And so, you're just going to get their best shot. And it makes it fun and interesting. So
when you look at a new Bremen team, Coach, and a team that, they were pretty good, and then they bring in Paige Jones, who comes back after taking a year off. And she just, you know, they win volleyball and that confidence just keeps going.
Yep.
And we're going to have to play some kind of game to get a victory tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, you know, anytime you go try to play a MAC team on the road, it's got, you know, it's going to be tough and you got to play well. And, you know, watching them already in person and on film, you know, they do a lot of good things. And, you know, looking at the stats that they put out that we, as coaches, we get every week, you know, we're almost mirror images of each other. We're like 1 point or 0.5 away in almost every category possible out there they have. And so, really, it's, you know, like mirror images of each other. So, you know, it's going to be a good game. And, you know we have to play well going over there. And, you know, as we told the kids, you know, tonight, you know, they're ranked fourth. Obviously, we're not. So, you know, we got nothing to lose. Let's go over and play hard and let's see what happens.
That'll bring, that'll be an electric atmosphere tomorrow night.
Should be a good game.
That'll be to the season. That'll be our most electric atmosphere because they're going to bring it tomorrow. They're going to want a piece of the Indians and,
yep.
And, they can have the whole thing. It's my thinking.
Well, and I'll tell you, kind of echo what you said, Coach, a minute ago, that my first year here 9 years ago, really the only thing that we were competitive in was boys basketball. It and girls basketball was okay, but basketball was, now Fort Recovery's good in everything. Mm-hmm. And you know, again, the league has continued to be great in everything, but again, that's where, you know, 7, 8, 9 years ago, Fort Recovery was one of those afterthoughts for some of those teams. Again, you could still get beat if you went to Fort Recovery and didn't play well, but now, again, a credit to our kids and our parents and you know, Coach Block and the facilities and the building, and the kids have just bought in, and again, we just talked about some of your kids about how they've bought in, and then you expect to win. And that's, you know, again, that's that mentality of what makes Mercer County, what makes the MAC special.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, I'm just thinking about our kids like this year. I mean, our kids are constantly up shooting and doing extra work, you know, putting in that extra time because they want to be good. And, you know, we haven't had that all the time. And so when you have kids, you know, wanting to put that extra time in to get better, you know, it's nice to see that they are rewarded with their efforts and things like that, you know, that they do have success and it does pay off. And because then that's just going to encourage them to do more. So,
well, I got a text. I better throw a shout out. I mean, Carly Stone is one, again, one of my favorite kids that I ever got a chance to be around. Again, just a girl that's evolved. For her freshman year, she was nothing but an athlete for you. Now she's become a basketball player and just a neat kid to be around, smart, you know, good-looking kid. Takes after her mom. I mean, that's what I think we need to say out there. I mean, I got a text from some guy that claims to be her dad. But, you know, Carly Stone is a superstar, and then her mom should take about 99.9% of the credit. I mean, I know you probably don't want to comment on that. I know these two guys probably will, but again, throw a shout out to the Stone family. Thanks for listening to the Bubba and Fee Show.
She's, you know, we were talking, I don't know if it was, I think all fair, but, you know, in the last four games, she's shooting 70% for us. Her turnovers have dropped down. Her assists have increased. You know, her defense has been
making
better.
Good decisions.
She's making good decisions.
Well, and that's just that maturation process. I mean, as a freshman, all she did was foul and fall on the floor. And, you know, athletic, she made it look good. She did some really good things. But now, 4 years later, you're seeing that thinking on the floor, you know, I got to understand that I don't need to go 100 miles an hour all the time. Like, you know, again, to shoot 70%, that's, I mean, big time numbers. But again, not to turn it over. And as much as she has the ball in her hands, that's huge for you, that assist turnover ratio flips over the right way.
Would you say that there is a, and I don't want to upset the apple cart here a little bit, but is there a correlation between her playing better and going to one sport? You think she just relaxed?
I think she was definitely mentally fatigued and wore out, you know, early on trying to do two.
Do both.
I know she was, you know, she came to practice the first few, you know, at times, and it was just like she was non-existent. She really wasn't there. And she felt that way, and she felt bad about it. But, you know, she kind of was in a rough position because she didn't want to make anyone mad.
Well, and that's who Carly is. Yeah, Carly is a sweetheart. She wants to make everybody happy. And she's terrifically talented. So I mean, whatever she if she plays checkers, she's the best.
Pretty athlete. Good at it.
She's right. The best athlete in the place. And
I'll
and
take her.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, you'll see me checkers.
Checkers. Oh, you're gonna beat her. I thought you were gonna take her on your team.
No, I'm gonna beat her.
No chance.
Are you kidding me?
She is so much smarter than you. So much faster than you. So
King
much more athletic.
King Bobby. That's all we have to say. And another thing is that when you take into consideration her playing two sports and in academics, which is number one joy.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
She's a rock star in the classroom.
And that was part of it too, is her grades were starting to slip a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're basically going from a 2-hour basketball practice to a 2 or 3 hour swim practice, and you're getting come home at 10 o'clock.
Let me help you out. I was in the pool at the YMCA this week, and I made about 6 trips down and back, and I was dead. I thought I was going to drown. If I couldn't have walked in the shallow end, I'm dead.
So
I mean, imagine going 2 hours of basketball practice and going two hours of swim practice. And, you know,
how old are you?
I'm just saying,
50.
Yes, sir.
6 laps.
I did more than 6, but I was just kind of.
You can do 6 laps nonstop.
Nonstop. Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, I did the old Johnny Bench. You know, that's what. Do you remember the Superstars competition, Johnny Bench back in the day? You're too young to know this, but Johnny Bench walked in the pool.
Yeah,
he got DQ'd because he stood up and started walking. At the YMCA in Sydney. I mean, there's a shallow end and a deep end. If it was all deep end, I'm
getting that.
I can roll over my back and hang on.
but I could
walk in the shallow end. So
yeah. So you know, we talked a little bit about Carly and talked about Kaya and how she's playing at a level that I didn't know she had. I mean, I just love the kid.
I do too.
The thing about Kai is that, you know, she, you know, I'm not playing. I'm not going to play this year. And me and you, every time.
We beat on her.
Every time. You ready for basketball? Not playing basketball. How many times I got to tell you? And then she does play, and I love
that success.
Absolutely.
That's
awesome. And then when you see her play at this level. And
playing good, yeah.
And you just, I mean, she is one hard-nosed cat, man. I'll tell you that.
But another girl that, again, I remember as a freshman, role player, played defense, and played hard. That's it.
Yeah.
Now you're getting things offensively out of her. And, again, the mindset's always been there. The mind's always been. But, again, physically doing it is something that
And
now,
I think, if I looked right, she's like the leading percentage three-point shooter in the MAC.
Yeah, 50%.
50%.
50% behind the arc.
And it ain't like she shot two.
No,
she's shooting it.
Yeah.
She's open. She shoots. I love it.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, that's a competitive.
And like you
that's
said,
a pretty
coach,
competitive
I mean,
family, though. I mean, you know, mom was a nut. I mean, if you're going hard or you're not going, that's just the way the windows
her
are.
Her mom is full blown nutcase.
Love the lady.
Give love her to death.
Oh yeah, I do not.
Yeah,
I mean, but
yeah, but cuckoo bird.
Well, hey, you better finish with 3 seniors. I mean, Gracie's just, you know, again, she kind of gets lost because you take her for granted. Another girl that's a 4-year starter, 4-year coach, and just I mean, what she means to the program and, you know, been part of a ton of wins. And, you know, you think she's just kind of your security blanket. You know what you're getting out of her. She's going to bring it every night. And, and again, and when she gets hot, you better just forget about it because she.
Was that last year, Minster, where she single-handedly about won a game for us?
Yeah.
She just went nuts, like fourth quarter.
Yeah. Hit 6 threes and, actually broke that. That was tied to school record. And then she broke it first game of the year this year with 7 at Crestview.
7 at Crestview.
Yeah, the best part of being here is when I was doing radio, her sister, Olivia, God love the girl, would be sitting in the front row and I would be texting wide open with her. She is so much better than you. She's cuter than you. She's smarter than you. Her jump shot's better than yours. And I mean, and she'd just be firing back at me wide open. So
Olivia's going to have a baby like tomorrow.
Well, now she's on staff, Liv is. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Traded one pregnant for another pregnant coach, but which else? But Liv's varsity assistant now, and she always gets on Grace, though. It's funny, kind of listen to those two go at it a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure there's some knockdown drag. Right?
I mean,
just gross her out. Just
push her a little bit.
You know, Liv. I mean, she played like Frank. I mean, there's no word of not going hard.
Yep.
If she doesn't think Grace is going hard, she just yells at her and gets all over her. So it's nice kind of having her there.
Which is
too,
perfect.
So,
oh, absolutely. Because these girls.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah, these girls
Liv,
grew up
watching. Do the dirty work.
Yeah.
Tell her.
Well, these girls grew up watching Olivia.
Right. And that's
be a good player.
I mean, she's all time like, we didn't play like that. We played harder than that. Let's go. I mean, she just gets on them. So it's nice having someone like that. So.
So we broke down our team this year and and basically...
We're winning state, right? Is that where we finished?
Well, I just wanted to see why.
I don't want to put pressure on you. I mean, I got time. I know we're one game at a time and all, but we're winning state. So, I mean, okay.
Go ahead, I ain't scared of Minster.
Nope. Bring them on.
Here's what's going to happen. Minster's going to get to one seed. Us and Bremer are going to go away from them. We're going to play.
Guy's a baseball coach.
We're going to beat both them teams.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Going to have to.
Yeah, don't matter what happens. We're going to.
So we might as well put a little mental block on them and go over there tomorrow night and kick their butt. That way they'll be thinking, we can't beat them.
I will say this about Coach Batch. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, this is kind of a stupid statement.
Mm-hmm.
You make a stupid statement?
Never.
Go ahead. I digress.
Now, we don't always agree on everything. And that's why we all get along, because we ain't scared to argue. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that how long have you been coaching girls basketball?
3 years and 9 games.
That we have ever went into a game in girls basketball in 3 years and 9 games where in a game situation, he'll get out-coached. I honestly believe that.
No. No doubt.
I mean...
He knows every play they play.
You're a homer.
Well, I am a homer, but...
I mean, I like the guy, but I mean, cheesy.
No, listen, I'm just saying.
I'm telling you.
In girls basketball, there is... He's above...
Oh, I'm giving you that 100% yes there.
Yeah, you know, we might get beat by 40 tomorrow, and I'm going to put a sign and get for sale tonight.
And we'd be tearing bags of trash open in his yard.
That wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, no. That's right.
Oh, no. Just him. Because Annie had chickens
the first couple years.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody put chickens.
Well, we had a for sale sign in our yard. No lie.
That's
after.
That's all right now.
That would have been Bob Leverett and Ryan Tin, who I was at their house the night it happened and left early, and they got mad and put a for sale sign in my yard. And we were going to an 8th grade junior high and 7th grade junior high game the next morning, and we pulled out in the vehicle, and Liv and Daniel saw the for sale sign in our yard and bawled the whole way to the school.
We're moving?
Yeah, they didn't understand why we were moving.
Yeah.
No, we're not, but, well, we didn't think we were. We might have been, but yeah, we've had chickens taped to our front door and stuff, so it's been
some ride, Andy.
Interesting.
223 victories later, he's still sitting here.
Yep.
So, let's turn the page a little bit, and I think Coach Bayshore is going to call here tonight, and he's going to put the Rugrats to bed, and then maybe if he gets a chance by then, let's talk a little bit about the Hall of Fame night, and Fee, you do a tremendous job. I don't know if you really did a hell of a job with that, and Christy Reisner was, first of all, she looks like she's 20.
Yeah,
most great. She's just absolutely beautiful. How old is she?
40.
Is she 40?
I believe.
Yeah, she had to be.
Yeah, I said.
What year did she graduate there, genius?
Don't know.
We don't know. 86, I think is what it says.
86?
Not 96.
96.
Make her
40. 96.
She's
40. I'm 95, and I'm going to be 41. So.
Jesus, you look a lot older than she does. Holy God. And then, of course, a guy who's beloved by us is Greg Colley. Yeah. Coach, that had to be a good feeling for you to watch, you know, a kid, he'd be your first one that got inducted in the Hall of Fame, and deservedly so.
Yeah, I mean, we could, you know, talk forever about Greg and all the great things he did, and, you know, as you said, definitely deserved to be in the Hall of Fame, and for what he, you know, not just from the basketball standpoint, you know, I know I was sitting there with Mark Hubbard, and when Fee read his basketball stuff, you know, Mark looked over and goes, he could go in just for that, you know, let alone the football stuff and the baseball stuff. And it was funny because Greg didn't even know he had any of those things for baseball at all, you know, as far as the records and things. But, you know, the other fun part of it was, you know, during the varsity game, you know, I had a chance to go over and talk with a lot of those guys that, you know, I see once in a while, you know, a lot of his teammates, you know, off that nut.
And they're all there, too.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
And the funny part was Lynn forgot to tell her family.
Yeah.
So they had no family sitting
there. That was his family.
Yeah. And so
you know, Frankie and Michael and Cody and those guys all kind of, you know, looked over and said, hey, can we sit here? And you know, Greg said, yep, you're my family tonight. And I said, well, you know, it was just neat to see those guys and be able to talk with them. And because that whole team, when his senior year, the whole team was there as far as that, you know, the group of guys we played kind of in our top six. And so all those guys were there, and it was just neat to catch up with those guys. And, you know, it was just another chance for, you know, for them to kind of enjoy of part of that special team thing that we had. You know, it's definitely a special team, you know, in my heart and in our families. You know, memories that we have, you know, Daniel and Liv, they were young at that time, and they still talk about the experiences they had. We got scrapbooks for Christmas we did with them and Annie put together, and we were going back through and looking at all the scrapbooks of basically that run we had. And you know, it just felt like yesterday, you know, with Mr. Hobbs here, actually, you know, jumping on the bus and we came back in from Bremen and going around town and, you know, him helping us out as far as getting film and, you know, letting us have, you know, time off to go do stuff. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that went on, you know, I never had a chance to experience, like the, you know, the crowd at Kettering, you know, and all the people tailgating, because obviously we were there early and we went down and ate beforehand. We got out of school half a day, and we went down and ate beforehand, so then our you know, we weren't pressed for time and things, and so, you know, I didn't get a chance to experience all that. But, you know, just going back through there, my kids brought all that stuff up, and we got that out actually that night when we got home. And, you know, just kind of relived the memories from Greg and, you know, the team and stuff. And, you know, that was just a special time in our lives. You know, the friendships we had, and, you know, going out with, you know, the coaches and things. And it was just fun. And it was nice to see those guys, and, you know, for him have a chance to get rewarded with that.
Hey, me and you go up there to the KC Hall after every one of them.
Yeah.
We just go up just because it doesn't matter who gets inducted.
Exactly.
But it is just a fun thing. It's a great thing what we do. And the Hall of Fame deal and going to the KC and reminiscing and talking to, it's just for older guys like us.
It's awesome.
People are missing the boat that don't go up there.
I agree.
And it was one of my favorite people to talk to Saturday night was Wade Gelhouse.
Yeah.
And if you don't love that kid,
he's awesome.
And just to, like, Hobbs, you would appreciate this. The first thing we're all back there, and it's us three, and, you know, there's probably 10 of us, Eddie Snyder, Leverett, and Hobbs, and I say, wait, get back here. You know, let's talk about the dog when you dogged against and patch benched you against Greenville. and wait, you know how cool he is. You know, it's just the ribbon that he took, and he brought it right back at, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It was just fun. I mean, it's just stuff that for old sports nuts.
Oh, there was it. And that night, you know, and Brian and I, we were out at the bowling alley after the girls' game, and we just started reminiscing about stuff.
About half drunk.
About half. And that's why I had 100 things I could have said. And I kept thinking, I could make this a long time, but we'll just cut it, just do a few things. And, like, Brian was talking about the night, that game, you know, and Greg fouls out. And
yeah, well, let me jump in here. Because you said that you were never out-coached in a girls' game. We got out-coached in one boys' game. The regional finals that year, because some coach couldn't get Greg Golic out before he fouled off. He couldn't get him off the floor.
he couldn't throw him
to the scorers table.
He got two fouls in 5 seconds.
Four and five.
Yeah, it was five seconds.
Between four and five.
Actually, it wasn't even 5 seconds.
It was one play. It was the next play.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But we were talking about Wade, you know, and Greg fouls out, you know, we're doomed. And so Brian said, I get him in, and I draw up a play for Cody.
We're down like what, two?
Down two, I think. And
I don't remember.
He draws up a play for Cody, and Wade, a freshman, says, no, coach, I want the ball. And I said,
his words were, go 1-4 and get out of my way.
Get out of my way. I'm coming at him.
Yeah.
And, you know, for Brian, I know it had to be a sad night to lose those seniors, but when you got a freshman that does that, you got to be thinking, holy crap, this guy's looking good. You know, plus I got Greg's brother coming in next year. So, wow, what a neat experience. What a neat kid.
Yeah,
you know, to have that much confidence as a freshman in a big game like that, I just love that.
Top of the hour, let's take a break. Wayne Street Markets, our sponsor, Bubba and Fee.
Hello, this
This is Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Voors, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Voors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Voors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The committee for the pavilion at Fort Recovery Community Park is selling tickets for a beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart. You can get your tickets for only $20 from any committee member, and they'll be available at the boys' and girls' home basketball games where this beautiful golf cart will be on display. They're only selling 750 tickets, so be sure to get yours soon. They'll draw the winner at the Jubilee next summer, or before if they get all the tickets sold sooner. Construction on the new three-season pavilion will begin this summer, and it'll be ready for use in the spring of 2019. The pavilion will hold over 100 people with plenty of parking, and you can purchase a paver brick for the large outdoor patio with your name or your business name on it by contacting Aaron Miner at the Village Hall. Don't miss out. There will only be 750 tickets available for your chance to win this beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart at any of the boys' or girls' home basketball games or from committee members Jackie Leverett, Michelle Deuce, Randy Diller, Aaron Miner, Roger Borman, Tom Segrist, Don Lennertz, or Bill Bechtel.
Whoops. Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk 905.
905.
That's a great win for Coach Bayshore Saturday night.
Oh, that's a big win.
You know, that was a game that we answered.
Yep. Well, it was back and forth. You know, we jumped out on them early, and, you know, it looked like we were the dominant team, and then they, you know, we're hitting a lot of threes, kind of got hot and, you know, kind of came back.
Got right back in it.
You know, and that's a good win, you know, when you feel like, you know, you're winning the game and then you kind of see it slip away, but yet you're able to make plays down the stretch to win a game. And those are good games to win because, you know, not only do you get to win, but it also helps your kids with
especially with a young team. I mean, and you're coming off a brutal loss on Friday night. You know, that you know, you lead the whole damn game and typical St. Henry, you know, it goes ugly on us at the end.
Oh, we're texting during the heat. He says, You were there because you've been there before.
Been there.
Remember we called the game last year. That St. Henry game, unreal.
Oh my God, we had him. We had him. You know, can't lose it.
I told Coach Bayshore actually the next day we were talking, and I said, "Hey, don't feel bad." I said, "I've had a lot of good teams over there. We're same boat. We lose it." And I said, "To be honest, I was actually setting up there with Randy Rammel, and I said, okay, I looked at him at halftime. I said, how are we going to lose the game?" And he goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, you know we're going to lose."
Oh, absolutely.
They
were missing shots.
Kids.
They were missing free throws. I looked at Cabby and said, "They'll make every shot the second half. Watch." And that kid went off on us.
And that was the one kid I said, the only kid I'm worried about beating us is the Schlarman.
He's the only kid that can beat us.
Absolutely.
But he did.
He did. And he sucked. And he played good.
The Bron kid didn't play that bad of defense. This kid was making some tough shots.
Well, the one at the volleyball line, we pulled up in transition and shot it off the 1 foot like back in the 1960s when he hit that. I mean, at that point,
what are you gonna do with that?
You knew we were dead.
He hit a step back between the legs three about his third make of the third quarter.
Oh, he was on.
And then he comes down, pulls up, and buries this 40-footer with about a minute to go in the third quarter. And I was like,
yeah. I thought the first half, when Grant hit the three in the corner, we went up about 16.
We
And I thought, boys, we get a 20-point lead. This thing's over.
Because they were teetering.
And he came right back and buried a three. And I thought, God. And then we threw the ball away, and he scored again. And it was like 5 points in 10 seconds.
We were up 18, and we had a possession. We shot kind of a bad shot.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like one of those things where I kind of get with my team once in a while. It's like, we just relaxed a little bit because we got up. And it was like, instead of that, you know, that's where you kick them when they're down.
Yeah.
Where you need that possession, where you run some clock.
Bury
you
him. Get it. Yeah. You turn the screw.
Right. I mean, you get the shot, you get the stop, and then that thing's over right there. Instead, we kind of threw up a wild, bad shot. And then they come down. Instead of going up 20, they come down and hit a three.
Boom.
Now it's 15, and balls, you know, it's rolling on their end. So.
I was texting Coach Friday night and one of them deals, and I know that probably the last guy he wants to text is me, but we were kind of going back and forth about how that game played out and how he felt so bad about the tee and
that was a good tee.
You know what?
That was a good tee. I thought that was a terrible call.
There's a good tee. I mean, it probably wasn't a good tee. I mean,
you're down four
and then you're down 11.
Yeah, timing wise, no.
I think that's what he would say, that I shouldn't have got that.
After that many calls in a row that just didn't go our way, and then that one was, I thought, was brutal. I mean, I thought they killed him on the shot. They all pile up on the day, and it's like he came over there and picked all the San Henry guys off and said, okay, this guy on the bottom is the one that fouled. I'm thinking, no, wait a minute. How did that happen?
Yeah, I think if Coach, hopefully gets a chance to call in, but he'll tell you that if you look at the tape of it, K does reach around, was after he got fouled about three times. You said.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was just
he didn't reach around at first, though. He reached for the ball, and then the kid kind of pulled him and wrapped him down, which should have been the jump ball, should have been called.
I was waiting. That was the call.
He didn't call.
That was automatically the call.
Cade fell down and the kid fell on top of him. Then he called the foul on Cade.
Yeah, I mean, when he came in, I thought, okay, here comes the thumbs up, jump ball. No. He moved a couple guys out of the way, points to the purple guy. Foul on you. No, wait a minute.
But the other part of it bad was how he made the tech. I mean, I sit there and watched him the whole time.
Arrogant prick.
Well, because this is the same
Digger.
Frank Vitt?
No. Scott Black. Tom Black, Todd.
I mean, it was the same guy that
Mitch
got.
Todd Trainer. Black was his last
name, I think.
Ron Black.
Ron Black.
He's a baseball guy, and him and Dorner.
He's the one that teed up Kendra at Minster the one
That's
year.
Exactly right.
For mouthing off, which Kendra, say mouthing off to anybody. But
Kendra's mouthy.
Yeah. But, he looked at Coach Bayshore the whole time, and didn't even look at the scores table to give the call.
Right.
It was a 45-degree angle almost, where he was given some numbers and all this, and looked at Coach Bayshore, who was not even, he was at the end of the bench.
You're exactly right.
That was the crap that
Mayberry. Mayberry was blocking Bayshore from Black. He didn't want him to get a tee. He was even, he was standing there, and I take my hat off to Mayberry. He was like, Coach, you're going to get one.
That's your job.
And then after he gave it, he just like tried to stop, because Mayberry knew that guy was going to tee him
after. Yeah, he was after.
And that was bull crap. Now, the thing that you take, and this is, I text when we text back and forth, for us to go into St. Henry and be ahead by 16 points in the first half or 18 says something about our ball club, because they're pretty damn good.
Yeah, I'd say.
They got a kid there that can play for, start on every team in our league, and they're big, and they got good guard play. For us to be able to play a game in a raucous atmosphere, and hats off to our crowd. We packed that place again.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. We had a great crowd.
But for us to be up like that and play that kind of level of basketball, I didn't know if we could get there.
Yeah. It's just that games, and they always go the same way. I mean, the calls start kind of lean a little bit towards St. Henry a little bit second half, and our crowd goes berserk. I mean, we just get so mad. It's unbelievable. I didn't get mad. I think I've got myself under control now that I'm like, I just started laughing because I thought, this is going to happen again. It's no doubt. Yeah. You know it's coming. It's like, we just absolutely dominated the whole first half, and you know it's coming.
Well, the other part of it too was they started to face guard Petey.
Exactly.
And then you can just kind of see us struggling a little bit from that standpoint. And
yeah, so offensively, we needed some help. That hurt us a little bit.
So
we had way too many possessions come down and not score.
Well, you know, it's funny because we're texting. Me and Bill are texting Saturday night, and it's halftime. And Bill and me are texting about...
Bill Stogler?
Yeah.
Smartest, best.
He's an idiot.
He's the greatest Stogler out there.
But he texts something about... we got to get Cade Wendell offensively. He's got to help us.
Yeah.
You know, in the second half against, he was tremendous.
Oh my God! Yeah,
and against St. Henry, I thought Cade didn't play very well. I thought he didn't.
He didn't have his best.
He didn't get after there. I mean, I thought the first half he put pressure on the point guard. Cade Wendell can make a difference defensively.
He can guard the crap out of it. I agree.
But you know, I just saw, and in the second half, I thought he was absolutely phenomenal.
Oh my God!
Against
the overtime,
Lincoln View's good.
It's a nice club.
He gets up there and make free throws. I'm thinking, ooh, I don't know. Boom, 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 boom. He just made everything.
He made six in a row there. Six in a row. That's right. Let's take a break. Quarter after nine. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more Indian basketball. We're going to talk the Ohio State Buckeyes.
And
we're
going
to talk a little bit about the impressive win Sunday against Michigan State. And we'll talk a little bit about the national championship. These hoodlums here. Bubba and Fee. Sports Talk by Wayne Street.
Market.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 skid steer loader.
The Fort Recovery American Legion, along with the Red Cross, will be hosting a blood drive on Monday, January 22nd from noon to 6 p.m. They suggest that you make an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC to schedule your donation appointment, but walk-ins are welcome. There's always a need for blood no matter what time of year, so give life and donate blood at the Legion's blood drive on Monday, January 22nd between noon and 6 p.m. and help the Red Cross save lives. Make your appointment now at 1-800-RED-CROSS or at redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC.
Northmont.
Was that Northmont here when he hit the missed dunk? I thought it was that.
Bubba and V Show.
We're on.
Sponsored by Wayne Street Market.
We're back.
Yeah, but I thought that was Northmont here.
Yep.
Great argument off the air, folks. I mean, we're talking dunking. And Bob Stogler, idiot. He loves missed dunks. I mean, the all-timer. That might be our greatest argument of all time. This guy loves missed dunks. And I said, make a layup.
I don't need. Will you explain?
You had to go round and round.
Oh, absolutely.
You had a bad experience with a dunk.
I've had a bad experience with a missed dunk.
Missed dunks are kind of fun.
Tell the folks about your missed dunk.
It cost you a chance.
No, it's Fort Recovery at St. Henry. I mean, we're playing Thomas Worthington, and Chillicothe's never beat him ever. And Chillicothe's got some big time sports lore.
Right, absolutely.
And We run into it. They set a ball screen. We run into it. We double team. We call bingo. We run into it. Big guy rotates. Runs. They throw right to him. And we're up. We're up one with 13 seconds left. He goes down and tries to dunk it. Hits it. Actually, take it back. Take it back. We're up three.
Mm-hmm.
We're up three. He tries to dunk it. Mm-hmm. Hits it off the back of the rim.
Perfect.
Standing around holding his head, and they get the long rebound. Guy dribbles down the floor, pulls up from 30.
Boom.
Bottom. Overtime.
You got a foul. Why would you put your team in that situation?
We get beat in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a true story now. Jackson Hobbs, you know, the Fort Recovery right. folks know that character. He is a three-year-old. He's my basketball manager. He grew up in the gym. And I walk by my office, going to the locker room after the game, and he is bawling. And I go, and I go, buddy, it's okay. He goes, why didn't Marcus just make the layup, Dad? He's bawling. And I said, buddy, I said, you know, he was trying to dunk it. He goes, just make the layup, or he could have just dribbled around and they would have fouled him. This is a three-year-old, for God's sakes. So I have a bad experience with Miss Dunks.
And right.
And anytime you mention it, I love Miss Dunks.
Traumatic.
And we just said the best Miss Dunk ever that we had was Wade against Northmont.
Oh, shot it back here.
Hit the ceiling, didn't it?
Yeah. That's a good
dunk. That's a pretty good dunk.
Yeah.
They missed it, but it's a pretty good dunk.
Yeah. He had 39 dunks that were dunks.
39 dunks.
That's pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
42,
Greg Kolick had three quarters.
That's a lot. That's pretty impressive, too.
Not too bad, either.
Well, I was telling you, I've been down to Hastings Auto, if you want to get a good used car, stop Hastings Auto and see Harold Feely. But, and I only got a chance to see Greg play one time, kind of embarrassed, but one time in college. And it's just, you know, he's just all, hey, he's got things to do Saturday, you know. And he only had 55 points in the game that I was.
He play one time. He had 55.
Tell a story though, Fee, about how he got 55.
Yeah, exactly. That we take our bus. Hopefully, my wife's not listening. The bus, the one
that'll have you work until you're 70.
Yeah, so I got to work till I'm 100 now. The bus.
Suck it up, Kimmy.
Up to Findlay and watch Walsh play. And we got 18. Sports nuts from Fort Recovery in there, and we're fired up. We're going to watch Greg play. He's having a great senior year. So we get up there, and this guy from Walsh is guarding him, and he is a thug. He is thugging him. He's beating him up.
Kind of racist.
And Greg is terrible. I mean, it's the worst game I've ever seen play. I mean, I think he had maybe 8 points. And this guy's in his head, and I've never seen Greg play like that. And we went home, you know, we were like, God, I can't believe that. You know, Greg had a bad game. So Greg gets to play him 2 weeks later, and he scores 43 against the guy. And then 2 weeks later is the tournament, and then he draw Walsh in the tournament. He scores 55.
55.
I said, that kid, don't poke the bear. Yeah. He poked the bear, you made him mad. That was awesome.
And again, you got to talk about his teammates wanting to show a little swag. He was showing a little swag that day.
He had a little swag going that day.
He had this kid talking to himself. I mean, the kid fouled out midway through the second half. And
I mean, that
Greg
kid
pulled up on the break from 30 and knocking it out. And I think he went 15 for 16 from the foul line.
He was phenomenal.
Vintage Greg.
Okay, so let's turn our tables a little bit to college basketball. And Pat, you can't get involved in this because you hate Ohio State. So,
I don't hate Ohio
State. You hate Ohio State. You like Kentucky.
I don't hate Ohio State.
You hate Ohio State.
No,
you can't like Kentucky and not.
No, he had a good experience with John Cal. Yeah, I mean, he's a Cal guy.
As a coach, I like a lot of teams.
Cheater.
He is a cheater, but that's another
story. I mean, just, you hate Ohio State.
No, I don't. Oldman's a great guy. I watched him at Butler a couple times.
Big win.
What do you think?
Big win. Jeez, you tell me you're not just waiting for him to collapse in the second half.
Absolutely. I thought it was St. Henry.
Yeah,
I knew what was going
to
happen.
Here we go. They're going to get beat.
They did.
And I think closest Michigan guy was like 9. Michigan State guy was like 9.
Izzo nuts.
He's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great motivator.
Remember when I seen him?
Yeah.
Coach, that was awesome.
You hadn't seen Izzo?
Yeah.
Where at?
Cleveland.
At a clinic?
Yep.
No, Purdue.
Oh, well, we saw him there, too. But
West Lafayette when I seen him. Remember we went?
Cleveland, yeah.
I shook his hand. Where are you going? I was Seth Greco.
For Christ's sakes. No, he wasn't.
I was on a staff that got him the 200 wins. I helped him out. It was big. I got him about 15 wins. Might have got him a couple losses.
Oh, you didn't get him 15.
Yeah, I got him.
How many years your coach? Five?
Two.
Too many.
A lot of mold in the office.
A lot of mold down there. A lot of mold.
You did. You brought them together, didn't you, brother?
Yes, sir.
So the Buckeyes, I don't know. I just cannot believe how good they are. I can't believe how much fun they are.
It's amazing. I never thought Bates Diop was a pro. He's a pro. He was the best player on the floor.
He was good.
On Sunday.
He looks like a...
He's 6'8". He's a pro. He's knocking down mid-range jumpers.
He's only a sophomore.
Yep.
Because he get a red shirt last year.
Yeah.
He's really good.
I'm listening to Paul Keels. The second half, we had to get groceries. Just in a coma. I had to take my wife over to get groceries. I'm sitting in the car listening to Paul Keels.
Oh, wait a minute.
The greatest voice of all time.
It's the greatest voice of all time.
I don't like
him. And they are...
Tired of State Farm Insurance.
They said he is Dennis Hobson.
That is over. That is too...
Dennis Hobson.
That's what Paul Keels says?
Yep. He said, this guy is Dennis Hobson. Dennis Hobson as a sophomore was not that great, but his junior year he became an absolute stud.
He was ridiculous.
He said he was a stud.
I'll see how smart you guys are. Hey, you guys are kind of smart. Where did Dennis Hobson go to high school at?
High school?
Toledo. Uh-huh. Yeah,
I'm impressed that you got that though.
Toledo,
St. John's.
No, he went to St.
But
John's.
That's pretty good for you. I knew you knew your stuff.
Jimmy Jackson,
Maycomber. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Buckeyes are now 12-4, 13-4. They are favored in the KenPom. They're favored to win their next 8 games.
Really?
It's dangerous. That's dangerous, though. I don't think they're that good.
They got four or five in a row on the road here coming up, don't they?
Big Ten's good enough that they're going to get beat somewhere. They're going to get beat somewhere. But they are good right now.
You played the bomb.
I wasn't even recording.
I got issues. I'm not going to lie about it.
Neil
played the poop fart thing.
Larry the Cable Guy, be proud.
Wait, what about the national championship game? Did not watch one down.
I watched almost all of it.
I was
actually waiting for Alabama. I was saying, because my principal is a great guy. He says, I'm going to watch it until Alabama starts choking the life out of Georgia, and then I'm going to turn it off. Hopefully, that'll probably be about halftime. And whatever, never was. Yeah. I mean, Georgia, I actually fell asleep in the fourth quarter and woke up for overtime.
How big a nads does Saban have to make that call?
Woo, that's a big call.
How good's that kid? How's he, the nads to keep him on the bench all year long? That kid's so good. Are you kidding?
They asked that today. But what do you do next year? You put the kid to play the whole year? No. Nope, he's done.
Yeah,
I feel bad for that kid.
He's a tailback or he's transferring.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's a slot receiver.
Yeah, he's gone.
I already heard his high school coach's phone blowing up right now.
Who's that?
Is that right?
Hurt. His really? High school coach's phone's already blown up, so people are trying to get him to transfer.
Oh, really?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Unless you want to win two more national championships.
He won't go anywhere.
Play slot. Yeah.
You don't have to. He's not a pro
either way. He's probably Braxton Miller. He got a chance to be a pro in another
spot. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Because he looks like a tailback.
He does. He's a slot
receiver.
Yeah, he does.
No, he's just a monster. But that quarterback.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I'm sure you saw all the stuff on social media about him, how he handled that. I mean, that was
class.
Well, one, and the other part, too, in society nowadays where it's about me and not about, the team and all that. Yeah. I mean, that was great to see him because – at the same time, did you see the other Bama guy, number 48?
Shovick's coach?
Yeah. Was going to go kick his coach's butt.
Going after
him. And the teammates drug him back and basically pulled him over to the bench. But, I mean, it was just kind of a contradictory of each other there. But it was just nice to see, him handle that and then get a lot of publicity on how he handled it, of doing it the right way.
That's a class way.
Putting the team first and not worrying about
it. He said all the right things.
Right, yeah.
He
did.
Yep.
Which is why
Xavier getting killed by Villanova.
That'd be appealing as another program wanting a kid like that, too, because you know he's going to do the right things and be a leader.
Yeah, actually, he sold himself if he does leave.
Man, I need longer arms, boys. Michigan State 72, Rutgers 67, overtime.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Rutgers is bad.
No, they're not.
They're not good.
They're not bad.
In the Big Ten, that's what I'm saying. So usually Ohio State's going to win their next 8 games, or they're supposed to. Teams like Rutgers and Maryland and those teams.
That's who they got next, right? Maryland?
They play Maryland tomorrow night.
Yeah. I mean, I watched Michigan. Actually, Indiana has played pretty well the last two. They got a big win last night. Michigan. And the Michigan-Purdue game was really good.
Wasn't that a fun game?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're rooting wide open for Dakota Mathias. Yeah, I mean, the kid right. from Elida. And yeah. he is a winner.
Xavier Simpson changed the spelling of his name.
Yeah.
Well, he did that during the summer.
During the summer he did?
Yeah.
Nice. Z-A.
Oh, he's Z now.
Yeah.
He knocked down Z-A. Two big threes he in the did. Second half.
I mean, I almost tweeted. This is no shit. This is no kidding. I almost tweeted, how could a Xavier Simpson go from being so offensively good at Lyman Senior to not be able to make a basket at Michigan?
And he knocked in the two threes.
And he was just tremendous.
He's yeah. back.
I think they just got to turn him loose. I think Bayline's
got they will. Yeah, they will. I mean, he's yeah. playing within the system right now.
I agree with you. Me and you agree.
That's shocking.
I love it. There's a lot of loving.
It's right now.
Jeez.
Well, I know one thing else you'll agree with. Let's just keep on the agreement train. All right. I mean, you got Coach Patcher. And again, Fee and I, we reminisced for an hour before the show tonight. Yep. Let's talk. When we talk about how good the MAC is, and when you get into sectional and the tournaments, let's take it back to that first year. I mean, how about that the new Knoxville game? I mean, I was talking about that today. I was explaining to somebody today because I have the picture where Wade ducked down and
Ryan Vanderhorst
jumped over him. And so I was explaining that to him. We were down by, what, 18? And again, 18. You know, only game that whole season that Greg didn't play well.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden.
Never scored the second half.
Supporting cast.
Were we down 18?
18, and he never scored the second half.
Ryan Vanderhorst won that game for us.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Him and
Reineke.
Marcus Reineke.
They shot us right back in the game.
They kept firing. I'm going, what are they doing?
They just kept coming down and cranking up bombs. Yep. It's like,
they wanted to beat us so bad.
Oh, they wanted to bury us. Yeah.
Their emotions got in the way.
But that, you know, that's the same thing you talked about earlier, Coach. You talked about, you know, our club, our boys team the other night, up 18, and you take some mediocre shots because we're on cruise control. We're rolling. And that's what they did. They were up big on you. It's like, hey, I'm going to get mine now. You know, I'm gonna take a few shots that were not very good, and they were good players.
Oh, they were.
And all of a sudden, you know, your supporting cast, those boys.
What happened to you was Ryan and Greg, Vanderhorst and Greg, played on the same AAU team.
Yeah.
Ryan was over here a lot, friends with Cody and Michael and Greg and those guys and Chewy. We went over to Knoxville, and that's when Greg broke this all-time school's record.
Right.
Yep.
Struggled in the first half.
I remember.
Goes off.
Annihilates.
Once he broke the record.
Remember they had pictures of it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. Once, and Wade brought that up, too. That
he said, it's kind of a badass picture of him.
It was the best picture Greg ever had of him.
He looked like a badass. That was awesome.
But Greg just went off, and I think Ryan was trying to put the nail in the coffin back at him.
I'm knocking you out of the tournament.
And they shot us back into it. And yeah, we come back, and I think we're down 11 with 2.5 left.
Yeah. And the neat thing about the MAC.
Oh, wait a minute. We were down 11 with two and a half minutes left.
Come back.
You got tape of that game?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we watched it at my house.
Mike Garkey scored more points in that game than he scored his entire
banking,
career.
Banking
his
shots.
Entire career.
Those conversations came up on Saturday, too. Which
we got to have a party and watch that.
It's a classic.
You got it home?
At school.
Chewy and Cody burying threes. Yep. Cody buried that three out of the overtime. Boom. We was like, oh, my God, we're going to win.
I want to watch that again.
We're going to win.
Now, you can watch our regional first game on YouTube against Seven Hills.
Frankie, what was his
Lachlan.
Name?
Or Lachlan, yeah.
Frankie, what was the kid's name? He's stud. Yeah. Can't think of his last name. Was.
Frankie Avalon.
Frankie Tin.
But we were talking, you were bringing about the MAC, though. After we beat Knoxville, then Vanderhorst.
How cool was that?
And Reineke.
Oh,
then
they came and practiced against
They practiced with us for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and then
that's illegal.
No, yeah, we cheated.
Not, they're dead. They were out. Their eligibility was
they're out.
And then once St. Henry got beat, then Vic Fort Camp.
Yep, he came over. Yep, he came over because we needed a tall kid.
He had an all-star team because practice against you.
We had Frankie Tin and Toby Metzger's, Matt, my brother-in-law Matt Wendell came in.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember Greg.
Oh yeah, great. We had a great team going against.
We were told like we would. I mean.
obviously besides an NBA and an NFL guy, but we would never see a team this good who we had in practice.
Oh, man, you had a good practice.
Aaron Wilker gained 6 pounds during that basketball season. Never played. Never practiced.
Poor guy couldn't practice. He wouldn't play.
No, unbelievable.
He's happy to watch.
And the place went crazy every time he went in the game.
How do you not love him?
Oh, I love Wilk. Squeak was the best.
Yeah, I love
it. Well, and I was thinking.
It's amazing how you fall in love with kids like that.
Oh, that's what places like this are all about.
Such neat kids.
I mean, I'm a diehard Rob Gerke fan, where everybody else is, but he was so proud that night after. I mean, he was so proud that night after that game, because Michael played the game of his life.
Funniest thing of all time. And I'm pretty well. I'm
drunk.
I'm wavering. No, I'm going down. I thought we lost.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking we're going to lose. I'm trying to hold my spirit together. Hang on. And Luke is an absolute train wreck. It's over. It's all over. His high school career is over. It's over. And my wife grabs him by the shirt and says, "It ain't over yet." And they come back and win. And it was a classic. Luke's like, I mean, he was just killed him. It was like, it's over. It's all over.
The train was off the rails.
Oh, Luke, it was bad.
You could be up 15 and then, it's over. We're just not good enough.
Luke was classic because you could just, like, whenever they do the starting line, look at the size.
Oh, huge. Everybody's huge.
We'll never be able to get a rebound.
Nobody.
And just beat his kid to death.
Yeah, I went from fourth grade all the way. He graduated.
Yeah. Jeffy's just not very good. I mean, he's not very good.
Oh, God, that kid's good. Your kid's 20 points better.
Huh? No, he's just not.
God, this kid's good. No, your kid's 20 points better. Keep going. We're all right yet.
The first time, you talk about, we brought this up, the first time I ever met Greg.
This was a classic story. I was going to tell this one, too.
I went through and hired all my youth coaches and got all my coaching staff together, and I met with Harold and Luke because they were coaching our fifth and sixth grade. Harold was talking about this, how this college kid was really good in sixth grade. And so I went down and was watching him play, and they had practice. And Greg had broke his right hand.
Yeah, broke his right hand.
And so he had a cast on, and so he was out there shooting left-handed. And he didn't tell me that he was right-handed. He just said, "Oh, you got to watch this kid play." So I see him out there shooting. He's shooting 15-footers left-handed, and he's probably 4 for 5, right. 4 for 6, whatever. And I look at him, and I said, "Hey, he's okay.
Nothing great. He's all right."
Yeah, I said, "He's okay. He's not, not bad." And I'm just thinking that, expectations of Harold building this kid up, like he's a stud. He's okay.
Coach, he's right-handed.
He's right-handed. I'm like, oh.
You're right-handed.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll follow up on that story. His senior year, we would screw around. I'd come into practice all the time. He'd be in there shooting jump shots left-handed.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Dad, that's why he could
finish so well.
No, I agree.
Better left-handed.
He could finish.
Yeah, he did. Everyone left-handed. Else is trying to force him left. Yeah. Force him into his best hand.
He can force me anywhere.
He could score from 5 feet.
I told Harold he made more hard shots than any high school kid I've ever.
Oh my God, he was
one dead. Dribble pull up from 17 feet, and it was just money.
Hobbsy, did you see? And this is a great story, and it's unbelievable because it also has some Coach Bash has a connection.
Yeah,
but did you see the kid at Blackford? Did you hear the story about the kid at Blackford over in Hartford City?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so
this is Hobbsy.
So this is unbelievable. So I was reading this article from Doyle out of the Indianapolis Star about this. Blackford basketball has had a losing record for all these years, okay? And
one win and something.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so, man.
So they fire their coach, and this 83-year-old guy comes up to their school board meeting, puts his application in, and says,
They actually had the guy already picked.
Yes. He says, "If you hire me, I have a kid I'll bring with me who's going to play with me that will break every record your school's ever had." So the school board says, "You know what? What do we got to lose?" So they bring this 83-year-old guy in to coach. And sure enough, here comes this freshman. He's 14 years old. He's averaging 28 a game. They're 8-1. They're filling this gym. And the story about this kid is unbelievable. Now, Patch, tell us about how you know this guy.
He runs the D1 camps out of Spies Center up at Fort Wayne.
Yes.
And when I first got here over in Indiana, that was a big thing. Like, everyone in Indiana took their kids and teams to the Spies Center for the D1 camps. And so when I first got here, we took our kids over there to that to participate in it. And he does a great job. I mean, you stay in the Spiess has a kitchen. They cook food for you. You stay there for 4 days. You play basically basketball nonstop. People come in and they have he has speakers speak to the kids. He's a retired military guy, a retired college coach, a high school coach. He's a drill sergeant.
Yeah.
So they have these dorms you basically stay in, and it's like an old. I mean, it's just attached to the Spiess Center. It's a tin hut, basically.
Yep.
When it rains, it just pounds. It keeps you up all night long, and you sleep in like a. It's an open, basically pole barn, and with bunk beds.
Barracks.
Yeah, and so
that's exactly what it was.
So if anyone was making a sound, he would just all of a sudden like pop up in the middle of the whole pole barn, like the army crawled through the bunks or whatever. He'd pop up, flip the lights on, and just start going crazy.
Give them out.
And kids would at 3 o'clock in the morning do wall squats for a half hour. And then you'd be doing push-up. I mean, he was just nuts. And so I just got to know him, and he took care of coaches and
he
stuff
was,
like that.
He was great.
He had a semi pull in with clothes. And so every kid got a shirt. If you had like contests, if your team won, he'd get you a free pair of shoes. And I mean, he just did all this kind of stuff for you.
Oh, it was good
and
stuff.
And so every time we left there, I mean, we walked out with 10 shirts. I mean, he just throw shirts to the coaches and stuff constantly and buy us pizza and things and drinks afterwards. And I mean, it's just a great experience. And the kids were all in the same bunk. And I mean, it was just a team thing because your whole programs would come sixth or seventh grade up to varsity.
I went up there with Cody, that class, and, you know, they're seventh graders.
Yep.
And I remember Cody talking about, you know, the kids were picking on him a little bit, you know, the Fort Recovery kids. And he said they were picking on us. He said, Dad, Tyler Webker came in and said, you touch my boys again, I will clean house on you guys. I said, that was neater than I thought. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
He said, seniors came in and said, you touch our boys, we'll clean house on you guys. And he said, they never mess with us the rest of the time. I said, that's perfect.
So anyway, this kid is a freshman. They're 8-1, and he's averaging 28 points a game, the 14th score in the state. And and he must be unbelievable.
Must be phenomenal.
And I saw some videos today.
Yeah.
Luke Brown is his name.
He sounds like a basketball
downtown
player.
Luke Brown.
Well, then, but he looks like he's maybe 5'10".
He ain't very big.
But on top of it, though, Hoover brought in his grandson with it.
Oh, he did.
So he brought,
he's got his team.
He brought his team in.
Squad in.
That's perfect. So,
I mean, we're not comparing this guy to Hobbs or anything.
No.
We'll be right back. Bubba and Feet.
Yes, sir.
Wayne Street Market.
Wayne Street Market.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4850.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this weekend on Fort Recovery Radio. On Thursday, the girls will travel to New Bremen in another tough MAC contest. On Friday, the boys will host New Bremen. On Saturday, the boys will host Worthington Kilbourne and will be honoring former Fort Recovery basketball coach Al Sauter, whose son Tom is a head coach at Worthington Kilbourne. Thursday, girls at New Bremen. Friday, boys host New Bremen. Saturday night, we'll honor Coach Al Sauter as his son Tom's Worthington Kilbourne team will visit Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Get to all these games this weekend if you can to help cheer on our Indians team. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hey, we're back. Bubba and Fee Wednesday night. We got Coach Patch. We got Mr. Hobbs in the house.
Sergey Bobrovsky.
Sergey Bobrovsky and
my classic.
Hey, you went throwback. To Kansas, didn't you?
I did go to Kansas.
Talk a little bit about
that. That was good stuff. Actually, I need to also throw out there a disclaimer because I, you know, the last time I was in the house, I dropped the bomb that that Minster's football coach was leaving.
Yeah, yeah, he did it again.
Yeah, but, you know, he's still on the ropes. So, I mean, but I just want to throw out there that, you know, I hate being the...
You did. I forgot about that.
A fountain of misinformation. That's what my one coach used to call me. But, yeah, I got to go to Kansas. I'll tell you what, Fall Gallon Fieldhouse, big time.
Pretty cool. Been out there,
Patchy? Nope, that's on my bucket list.
It's unreal.
Pretty cool.
And, yeah, I mean, they have a museum inside the place, and it's the greatest thing I've ever seen. I mean, Jackson and I got to go. University of Oakland played there, and the guy that I coached with in college, he's on that staff, and so we sat in row one, seat one, and seat two
right
on the bench. Yeah, it was
not too bad.
It was pretty cool, and got a chance to meet Bill Self, and he was great. I mean, obviously, he's just shaking hands and kissing babies, but and actually, in the one hallway, they have a life-size picture of every Kansas All-American. Wilt Chamberlain. Awesome.
That's cool.
Unreal. I mean, and so, yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, to drive
who's
out.
Who's the all-time leading scorer at Kansas? Danny Manning?
I would have to say, you know, that would make, I mean, he's somebody that played as a freshman.
Yeah.
It was back in those back in the day.
Yeah.
But the memorabilia and the pictures, I mean, there's Fall Gallon, who's named the Fieldhouse, who was a coach of Kansas, and Dr. Naismith.
You think his name is Fogg?
No, Legal. No.
It was offer.
Boy, I've never seen a boy that never played baseball before.
See, these are before Pat. You remember Foghorn Leghorn?
Leghorn?
Yes.
Cartoons?
Oh, that's awesome. Who's your favorite cartoon, Patchy?
I don't know. Danny Manning, though, had 2,951 points.
Thank you.
Boom. Nick Collison is second with 2,000.
Nick Collison had the whitest chest I've ever seen.
Still in the pros. Nick Collison, good player.
Nick Collison's not in the pros.
Yeah, yes. Well, not anymore. Maybe not.
Daryl.
Collison's in the pros, but Nick
was with OKC
Thunder.
Not anymore.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know.
Check it out. What's that?
Oh, they're playing right now.
They're playing.
Okay.
Nick Collison pulls up. He's got a three.
Good. Yeah, Thunder Moneyball. I mean, Thunder Moneyball.
Did you look it up?
I didn't look to see if he was still playing.
Yeah. Big phone. Pretty cool.
Compensating.
How about you guys going to the Hoosier Dome or no? Hoosier Gym? Yeah.
I invited you.
Hoosier Daddy?
No, you did the first year.
No, I did this year too.
What's that? Retired?
Nick Collison's in the league.
What'd he say?
Nick Collison is in the league.
Still in the league.
Still in the league.
Well, another time, Bob, that you are wrong and Jeff Hobbs is right. And there's been a lot of those.
Hmm.
You
argue that. I'm wrong a lot.
Yeah, what?
But I'll
give her a shot.
Well, yeah, but you're confident.
We'll give her a shot. You're confident
in your wrongness. And so a lot of people just take you for granted.
Back out. I'm back down.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
He's so confident.
What about your wristbands? What are those?
One is for a young man who has cancer at Fairlawn. And then the other one was made by a Fairlawn second grader because she thinks the superintendent's pretty cool. I didn't take any.
How many school days you guys use yet so far? Weather days?
Two.
How about four?
One.
Oh, we're in good shape then.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
You going to Flying Hoops Monday? No, you're not going to be here.
Sunday you're going.
You going to watch for sales?
Plays Sydney Sunday. What time?
I don't know. We'll drive down.
1:15, I think.
For sales wins.
Can we get through the blizzard?
What's that?
For sales wins.
Against Sydney?
Five speeder.
I thought Sydney was tough.
They're not near as good. They've lost the real good football player. He graduated early and went to Northwestern. And
did he really?
It hurts him bad. He's a man. 6'3", 210 pounds. He's a stud.
Yep.
15 points, 8 boards kind of guy.
Yeah, no
glue
good
guy.
Oh, that hurts.
Then the big boy that's going to Toledo's nice player. He's 6'3".
I mean, that would suck.
That would suck.
Well, especially.
I mean, let's say Cody's class. Greg says, I'm going to college. See you, boys.
going to skip basketball this year.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. We just went from a team that's pretty good to...
Well, no, I know Andre Gordon a little bit. And I saw him at the Y. He comes in and works out all the time. And I said, are you kidding me? I said, because he's a nice football player, but he's a basketball first guy.
Right.
And I said, you played football for the last 2 years for him? Now he's leaving you? Don't you say, hey, brother, you need to stick around here and help me out here? Because they're legit. They're good.
Good.
And now they're just okay.
Yep. Now, is Gordon Willoughby coaching him?
Yes. And does a nice job. John
Willoughby is.
John's a good coach. John, but you know, the thing is John has street cred. Because you think
he can't beat the MAC teams.
No. But listen to me. There's a huge disconnect between the Shelby County Athletic League and the MAC. I mean, and I'm living it right now. But Will's
the bottom is.
Will's can coach.
The tops is
right now. Oh no, the tops right now. I mean, Fort Laramie's stud.
And their girls program is.
And Anna's tremendous.
Second to none.
Agree.
Yeah.
But those, there's only a couple of those schools that fit into the MAC. And right. But Will's has street cred. I mean, Will's played at Miami of Ohio with Ron Harper, and I mean, he handles coaching diversity well. I mean, he was at Houston where he probably had one black player in 25 years. And
the thing about it is that he actually won at Houston, and they're seeing now what happens when John Willoughby leaves. Because us four beat Houston.
They're bad.
Yeah. I about died at Houston. Yeah, last year, you baseball. Did?
Oh.
Played in played in baseball at their baseball field on Friday.
Great
ballpark. Yeah. Wind blown right 200 miles an hour.
Yeah. That's right off the road.
Yeah, it is.
Up the hill.
Game's over. I got a hot dog walking up the old hill.
Joking.
I wasn't. But I got to the top. And that sucker is.
It's up.
It's straight up. And I got into the big Durango.
Was coming down.
And I couldn't quite catch the old breath. And I was like, I'm seeing like quadruples right now. Sparks flying. I said, well, that was a hell of a run we made, boys.
It's over.
Neil, wasn't that something about died?
And Jody's going, yes, the life insurance is paid.
She does.
Life insurance is paid.
Yeah. Jeez, that was a hell of a game. Oh, we won.
We killed them.
They were terrible.
Oh,
they were bad.
Now, is that also the night we stopped at the...
Cha-ching.
Bingo.
Kino.
Kino.
Kino King. That's a great
story. Kings of Kino.
Oh, no, great Allison story. This tells you the difference. When Jackson was a sophomore and we weren't very good in baseball, I mean, we worked for 4 hours getting the diamond ready. We used every drop of diamond dry.
That was the funniest thing of all time.
It rained like 9 inches that day, and we got Houston coming, and we're like, we're playing tonight, boys. I'm calling Willoughby's the AD at the time at Houston. I said, the field looks pretty good, John.
Come on in.
I mean, you could have taken a rowboat to second. I go, field looks pretty good. And after every half inning we've taken, the raking crew, we went out, we're raking. Every half inning. And one, I know my son's bitching, and I know they're bad. So it was, we're playing tonight, boys.
We're going to get it done.
And we, what, 2-1?
We beat
2-1.
2-1.
2-1.
When was the time?
That's when he's standing down the sideline, and our coach says, we just got beat by the worst team in Ohio. Jerry turns around and goes, second worst team.
What was it? Remember when it was snowing real hard and you tried to keep them there?
We played one game
of doubleheader, and it was a blizzard.
I was going to kill him.
Yeah.
I'm going out there absolutely freezing to death at first base.
Yeah.
Let's just play one more.
Are you kidding me?
Lima Shawnee.
It was Springfield Shawnee.
On a Saturday.
I thought it was Lima. Didn't they come down?
Lima came down. Lima Shawnee.
Springfield Shawnee's went down there and cooked.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was cold.
Oh, he goes, let's just play five.
No.
We're going home.
5 seconds.
I mean,
there was one guy that wanted to play.
Him.
Yeah. Nobody else.
Damn. We got to figure it out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We won the W.
You are an idiot.
I'll give you that fact.
So we got a big week coming up here, boys. We got tomorrow night's game. We need our fans there.
We need a big crowd.
It's big crowd. Our crowd's getting a little better for the girls.
Yeah,
they're starting to follow. I thought it was a pretty good crowd last night.
Yeah,
St. Henry game was a good crowd, and Jackson Center was good, and you know, I think it helps too. We have some of the youth kids there playing, and that attracts
absolutely
some people.
That's big.
Yeah. You got some good little kids coming up there. That sixth grade class, pretty solid.
Good, solid class.
They're giants.
I'm gonna throw the challenge out to Reese Bob. I mean, he's sitting over here. Reese Bob. Got to get some students there, Reese.
Yeah,
I mean,
when my last year, when they were going,
the students were unreal.
When they were mocking
Treva,
yeah,
it was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean,
Most of them were at the Fort Laramie versus Sales game.
Last night?
Yeah.
It's inexcusable.
What?
They got to be there tomorrow night.
I mean,
Will Holman.
Those guys all
That's
went.
Most of them.
Because, listen, Kate. I mean, I love your sister, but I'm sure that they actually beat New Bremen this year. I want tomorrow night to New Bremen.
Sweep them.
Let's sweepers. Let's play volleyball.
Let's play volleyball.
But then you can say, yeah, but we beat you in volleyball too.
Right.
Sweepers.
Yep. We ain't scared of them.
Nope.
Bring them all. Let's go.
Gotta have one.
We gotta get this one. I'm fired up.
We gotta have one. I'm fired up. Friday night'd be a good one, too.
Friday night'd be a damn good game.
We got a good chance winning both.
Yeah, I'm calling out Mike Bayshore. I like the guy a lot. He's supposed to call in tonight. He's just taking a step backwards.
He's out.
You got the kids. I mean, come on, man. I can get a chance.
Big win Saturday night.
You know, he's busy. He's got some little rugrats there.
Too busy to talk to Bob Stogler and Harold Feely.
Legend or own mind.
How many people have their own show? That's what I want to know.
We got like six listeners tonight, too.
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Hobbs.
Solid.
I'm sure. Yeah, you had
Stella.
Add the Stones.
Stella's been in bed.
She's out.
We're sorry, Dad.
Said, you're boring.
Troy always listens.
God love
it. And
Greg McClure
again. And
Barry Hall
in California.
If
the mud didn't take him more.
If he didn't get flushed out.
Barry's in a mud puddle right now.
Barry's still going.
He's in a Barry.
Dig out of there. Wildfire. Dig out of there.
Get Hoxie out of the mud puddle.
Little Sam Kinison.
Yeah. Hey, we want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Wayne Street Market for sponsoring Sports Talk with Bud McPhee. Big week, boys.
Big week. Let's jump out there.
Let's go, Patchy. Get us going tomorrow night.
Let's go. Big deal Saturday night, too.
Yeah.
Let's get a big crowd there. That's going to be big.
That is going to be big. I'm looking forward to that. I'll cry.
Fitty.
I'm going to cry. I can't announce.
You got to announce. I'll cry.
Hey, before we get out of here.
We already announced. We already said goodbye.
Too late. Can't do
We're
it.
Back.
We're still on.
We're back.
Once we close up, we can say goodbye.
You can say goodbye again. I mean, we got to throw a shout out because you talked about Hall of Fame. I know, Harold, the Hall of Fame committee, big time. Billy Bechtel.
I kind of forgot about them guys.
He was in the moment the other night. I mean, you know.
I threw a little love to Bill in the back for starting it. And
Hall of Fame.
I forgot about the committee. I usually give them the old, everybody stand up, you're on the committee, and I forgot. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're on the Hall of Fame committee for recovery, you're a Hall of Famer in your book.
That's right.
And I'm telling you what, they get it right. They get it right.
They do a great job.
I got shot.
Yeah.
Huh? I got shot.
Yep.
You got shot.
I'm 33 years of booking.
You got shot.
I should get a something. Like when I die, something. I put my name on the seat.
Yeah.
That's all I ask. Cut out picture of me.
You and Rick Ports go in the same year.
I'm in. 33 years of booking. I told Digger I got to do a state game.
I know.
I got to give you a state game.
As much as your wife hates you, she is. That's her. She has told me that we absolutely have to. I have to get him doing a state
game. That's what I want to do. I want to do a state game.
Yep.
We're in. I want to be an old guy that does a state game and screws the book up. I
said, Digger, you ain't Paul?
Nope. Digger has nothing.
He's got nothing.
Jerry Snodgrass is going to be here Saturday night. We're going to have to give him the old shoulder rub. Give him a little stroke or a little pull and tug on him.
Have Harold announce that you did it.
Oh, hey,
Jerry, just wanted to know if you got any openings on the old state crew.
I'll give Dan Ross a call.
Nah, don't. Don't sit here.
He's my guy.
Why don't you get a hold of Sergey Babushki and
a big Russian.
What about your jersey?
It's classy.
Did you put that on thing? I look good now.
Wow. Classy.
Sassy. He's got shorts on.
Blue jacket.
He's Jose shorts. Fowler.
He's Jose.
It's 54 degrees out.
He's got tissues.
It is 100 out right now.
Jose went to the parade.
He did.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The Cleveland parade. Jose went. Took his kids.
And nephews.
Memorable.
That's awesome. I don't know.
Die hard losers.
I mean, they made a big sign today.
GM or whatever.
Yes, out of Green Bay. He was going to between the Browns and Gruden.
Why would you leave Green Bay for Cleveland?
Because he sees it.
OC?
He sees.
We got an offensive coordinator, too.
Let me tell you something. If you turn that around, you're a legend.
Well, you are a legend.
Sort of like LeBron getting a title in Cleveland.
Yeah.
You're a legend.
Yeah, everybody has their parades. When Cleveland won that thing, it was the classicest parade of all
drafting?
Time.
I mean, you got a minute and a half. Who are you drafting?
Well, you got to take Barkley's first pick.
I said Rosen. They said Rosen's a guy.
No, I ain't taking him.
No, you don't want to come.
Quarterback first round.
You take Barkley, the first pick. Barkley? And then, I mean, yeah.
Saquon.
Running back from Penn State.
Saquon?
Penn State. That's my first pick.
Oh, you're taking him.
I'm taking him, and then whoever falls to me with the third pick, I'll take him.
Quarterback is the fourth
yep.
pick?
Yep. Yeah, I agree with that.
That mock draft today had him taking Rosen from UCLA, first pick.
Well, they got him. But he already said, I don't want to go to Cleveland.
So, why are you taking a quarterback? You have no line. You have no receivers. Yes. That's a wasted pick.
Smartest thing, they got the Bengals taking an offensive tackle. Thank you very much.
Can't go wrong here.
First pick should be offensive tackle. Second pick should be offensive tackle. Third pick should be offensive tackle.
Can't go wrong.
You build with the line. Defense.
That's exactly right.
The Browns have got... First of all, you got to sign Alex Smith. Or you got to sign Cousins.
One of the big
you've got to throw him $20 million.
We got $100 million
for 2 years.
Yeah.
We got $100 million to spend,
and let us develop this kid we're going to draft.
And
it ain't brain surgery. Let me run the war room.
Let's go.
What are you doing?
Run the war room.
What are you doing with Kaiser?
I'm gonna keep him. Hell yeah, I'm gonna keep him.
Great backup.
You got to have three.
Yeah, but the third doesn't even draft.
Well, then you find out if it's him or the kid you draft this year. One of you two is going to be our future quarterback. Let's find out who it is.
But that's a wasted pick. Go get a lineman like a Joe Thomas who's going to be there for 20 years.
Man, we got to get a quarterback.
If there's a stud lineman, we get him. I don't got any problem with that either.
Barkley won.
We got a wide receiver, too. We got 100 of them, and they're all terrible.
We got money.
We got cabbage.
You got George. You got Josh Gordon.
We got Kenny Britt. That's a good sign.
Kenny Britt.
Hey, how do we sign those guys?
Looks like $1 million. Kenny Britt looks like, I mean, he is all airport.
What?
Kenny Britt is all airport.
He's a turd.
He looks good getting off the plane. In the airport, you see him, you go, oh my God. It's like,
yeah.
And
then when you put him on the field, he goes,
his fingers just break.
Which way
off.
Am I supposed to go, left or right? Which is my left or right?
If I see another Bob Stalker tweet about Kenny Britt not catching a ball, I'm going to puke.
How about the Coleman? First round pick hits him right in the hands. We got a chance to win in a game right in the hands, and he drops.
We couldn't play Pittsburgh. We couldn't beat Pittsburgh's second, third string.
No, third stringers. We couldn't beat him.
Ugh. Sad.
It's bad.
He's going to win Super Bowl. Last pick.
Feet.
Who you got?
New England.
Hobby.
Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, I don't. Hobby. Patchy.
I'm going Patriots.
Going on a limb there, huh?
I just agree. I think, I don't know how you're going to beat them.
How do you beat them?
Especially with all the media talk.
Steelers only ones that can beat them. Steelers might beat them if Brown's back.
If he's back, how about, what's his name? Belichick leaving.
He ain't going to go. He ain't going nowhere.
He's coming back Cleveland. That worked out good for him.
That would be good. Bring him back.
Talking about being a legend. There you go.
There's your legend. Exactly.
I love him. With his interview. What are you going to ever do?
He is a classic. Plus, he got a sweatshirt on. He's got a sweatshirt with a hood on.
Cut off sleeves.
We're just looking next game.
We're going to go to Tennessee.
Well, I don't know what we're going to do.
Tennessee's coming up.
That's great stuff.
Oh, see you three more.
Go Indians. Signing off, baby.
Nice dream,
Mark. Go Indians.
See you next week.
W.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.